Good morning, and welcome once again to the reading of our daily devotional, The Rhapsody of Realities. My name is Pastor Bernard Wong. Today is Tuesday, November 1st, and the topic of our devotional this morning is A Divine Connection. Our text is taken from the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 17. But he that is joined unto the Lord is one spirit. As we say, we're joined to the Lord and one with Him. Our oneness with the Lord was God's dream, and it's been realized in Christ. The Holy Spirit is responsible for that oneness. Jesus said, I and my Father are one. How was Jesus one with the Father? It was through the Holy Spirit. It's the same with you today. 2 Corinthians chapter 6 verse 16 says, For ye are the temple of the living God. As God hath said, I will dwell in them and walk in them, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people. Now, He lives in you and walks in you. You're a God-carrying vessel. In John chapter 14 verse 20, Jesus said, I am in my Father, and ye in me, and I in you. That means you're in the Father, in Jesus Christ, and He's in you. That's a divine connection. Thus, your ability or sufficiency is of Him. You're connected through the Holy Spirit to the unlimited power of God with limitless possibilities and unending glory. Blessed be God. Please take this confession with me. I'm connected to God, for the Holy Spirit lives in me. He's in me to help me live a triumphant Christian life and be successful in all that I do, to the glory of the Father. Through the Holy Spirit, I live a life of extraordinary blessings every day as He walks in me, building me and building others through me. Glory to God. For further study, please read Ephesians chapter 5 verse 30, John chapter 14 verse 16 from the Amplified Version, and 1 Corinthians chapter 3 verse 16. There's a portion here I'd like you to meditate upon. It says, Thus your ability or sufficiency is of Him. You're connected through the Holy Spirit to the unlimited power of God with limitless possibilities and unending glory. If you have any questions or comments, please kindly send them to me via rhapsody.volarich.online. I left you a copy of this beautiful devotional, so please kindly visit rhapsody.polarich.online to download the Rhapsody app. Thank you very much for taking our time once again to listen to this devotional. Until I come again your way, yes, please be saying, keep making progress. God bless you.